What it is it's free financial education events for all ages, everything from preschool, youth, adults, at all life stages. And lots of good experts out there talking about the kind of problems that we face every day and just how to manage our money and get the most out of every dollar.
Is this gotten a little bit larger in scope? More people that are impacted by it? As families, we plan more and there are more possibilities for ways to invest, incorporate technology into how we use our money?
It's expanded in a variety of ways. One, we have a lot more partners locally. We have businesses, financial institutions, education, nonprofits, individuals all working together to bring these programming to them. And I think our topics have also gotten more diverse over time. So we have some things for people who are on very limited incomes, who are looking at kind of the basics of money management. We have people who are starting out and really, you know, like how to buy your car, real kind of things that you maybe you know after you're 50 or 60, but when you're in your 20s, it's all brand new. And then we have things about investing and planning for your retirement and getting down to kind of those real specific questions.
John, you're not involved specifically in Money Smart Week, but talk about some of the services that Land of Lincoln can provide.
Well, Land of Lincoln provides free legal services for people, low-income people in civil cases, and we also have no income guidelines or limits for senior citizens, those 60 and above. I do mostly consumer and landlord-tenant cases, so I deal a lot with people who are being sued. Those are the services that Land of Lincoln provides. Karen Sue, another attorney in our office who's doing a program through the Money Smart Week, she's, I think, a certified credit counselor, and she does a lot of credit counseling and is very good at that.
You think your services are undervalued or people may not be taking advantage of what's out there?
Well, it's the nature of our practice that people come to us in the most emergency-type situations, so it's hard for us to do a lot of preventive work because it's only when someone's in a crisis, like they're being sued or they have a debt or they think they need bankruptcy, that they come to us.
Are there new kinds of consumer habits that we're seeing?
I think I've definitely been hearing different kinds of questions in the last couple of years than I might have heard 5 years ago when I'm out talking to consumers about financial education. We're definitely seeing a change in attitude about credit, in my opinion, that students are much more leery of getting into debt, are finding it much harder to get credit cards. And it's not uncommon for me to talk to a group of students and find that nobody in the audience or maybe only one person has a credit card. And I don't think that was true a few years ago. The other side, flip side of it is I think people are managing their money differently and they're using more electronic means. And so, again, when I'm working with young people, I'm not so much talking about how to fill out a deposit slip as I am talking about maybe using your phone for banking and what are the safe ways to do that and still yet stay on top of your finances.
One thing that turned us on to wanting to do something about Smart Money Week was consumer complaints about debt collection.
I deal with that quite a bit because my clients come to me in emergency situations, either being sued or they're being harassed or feel like they're being harassed by debt collectors. So that is a steady stream of things that we deal with. And I guess there the important thing to know is that if you're dealing with a collection agency, the law requires them to leave you alone if you say, stop contacting me. That's kind of the simplest thing that people can do in dealing with debt collectors.
Kathy, anything else you'd like to add that would encourage people to look on the website to see the various list of things that are covered through the end of the week?
I think a lot of times we feel like finances can be overwhelming, that there's just a lot of different aspects and how can we possibly learn about it. And this is just a real nice opportunity to not maybe learn everything we might need to know, but go out, pick a topic, hear an hour presentation, get a chance to ask your questions and get answers to them.